Children both far and near hear the sad fate that had like to befell upon us late. By your father unkind, as by and by you'll find, who wickedly designed that we should die. Our father t'other day asked us to walk into the fields where of birds' nests we talked. Brother and sister, we walked most harmlessly, for we did not foresee death was designed. But in the fields as we walked along, coming just at the brink of a great pond, straightways my father there strangely on us did stare, which made us dread and fear what he should do. My little sister he presently flung from a bank headlong into the said pond, though she cried, "Father dear," and shedded many a tear, yet her cries would not hear, but flung her in. Then a strange boy that was near the pond side, seeing what mischief the girl did betide, straightways began to run, but was to overcome, for soon my father flung him in the pond. Then I began for to beg and to pray, crying, "Oh, do not take my life away. I beg from door to door, and not come near you more." Yet bitterly he swore he'd drown me too. At which I murder did out a loud cry, which brought in people that were walking by. When he perceived the throng that to assistance come, in the pond straight he ran to save himself. And he laid hold upon my sister's coat, which caused the girl on the water to float. Then he held up her head, she being almost dead, and to a post he fled, placed in the pond. There for some time he stayed in spite of all, by the hair of the head holding the girl, till at length he was took fast hold with a well hook, which made him soon forsook the post he held. After they took my father from the pond, with my young sister that was almost drowned, then they looked for the lad, whom indeed was quite dead, he being knocked on the head by cruel blows. Now for to see the mother of this lad, how distracted she's run since he is dead. Cruel hearts must shed tears to see her in despair, raving and pull her hair for her dead son. O cruel father, why would you us kill, and our innocent blood thus would spill, and now in prison lie, and perhaps come to die, for